welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. 34 minutes late. It is the birthday
edition.
Were
you born late? Happy birthday.
I was not born late. That's Josie, my host. She's back. Josie, you know what to say.
It's going to be extra raspy.
Yes, I love it.
Hello, Dark Minions.
We love it. Yes, I am Dark Mark. This is the Dark Mark Show. Lighter side of the dark side. We've got this. This is my birthday party. We got a studio full of beautiful women and a couple guys. It always happens with Josie. When Josie does the birthday party. I'm like, I want all, but trust me, your breasts.
He's your issue. This one over here.
I was gonna say your. I didn't invite
Michael
him.
Michael brought the girls.
Michael
he's
brought
all
the
good.
Girls. Is okay. Yeah. Your breasts that you're covering up now, and Missy's breasts make up for it. Yeah, I know. I'm thinking as much.
You got it. You
got
it.
We got so many beautiful women. Let me go down the line. We got, of course, beautiful Bree Walker.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Oh, wow. I wonder it took so long.
That was a very dark
He's
kiss.
Usually pretty quick from what I heard.
I don't know who you heard that from.
Because there hasn't been anyone.
Oh, honey, word travels.
Does it really? Because we've had that discussion on the show. How long it takes me to ejaculate. It takes me a long time.
Oh, we're already going
Isn't
there.
Isn't that a
well,
good
we just
thing?
Started
That's what I
there.
I'll show you.
I remember once in college myself, it took you like 2 hours.
Yeah, it was, yeah, well, yeah, you know.
We went through
hours,
an eight ball,
exhausting.
Too.
Well, I was he didn't use any lube, Michael, but ironically
that's
enough.
You were watching.
Ironically
rubber chickens don't count.
Funny. Yeah.
They do, actually.
Sheep
that's
count.
The cold medicine.
You got to know how to work the rubber chicken. That's the thing.
yeah,
I know how you.
Yeah. Well-trained rubber chicken.
Wow. When they make a rubber chicken, there's a seam from the factory. And
oh,
if you
right.
lift the rear rubber feathers up, you can kind of like navigate your way through.
That's like a dry hump.
Well, no, actually through. You fill it full of whipped cream and then you do a dry penetration and it becomes wet and it's awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
He knows.
Right?
You probably shot this, right, Michael?
That's Michael Simmons from the
Fetish
Film Festival.
Or do you have it in
I
your
got
collection?
A BA out of it. You want to see?
Bare ass? What with the BA? I was going to go around the table.
Badass ass bandit.
It's ironic being the progressive that you are because you're actually sitting next to the only goth conservative columnist right to your left.
That sounds oxymoronic.
It is somewhat.
I thought conservatives were a myth.
Yeah.
Not after that election.
Hello.
No kidding. Now progressives are a myth.
Introduce yourself. Introduce yourself to our audience, please. You come here for the birthdays. That's all you come here for.
Yeah.
He's looking for the cake, but I didn't get one because I'm...
It's okay.
I just got off a plane.
Is it the cake or the keg?
Oh, he's here for the chicks.
Anyway, enough of you. Well, we've also got, right here, we got Missy Munster, FX makeup artist.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Hi.
Yeah, that's Jessica. Yes,
okay.
Right now. I remember meeting you on Josie's shoot a couple years ago. And,
oh, God, I was a baby. I'm barely 17.
You've grown up. Now you're barely 19. Yeah. And
obviously, her credentials are just spilling all over.
Yes.
She's
getting started
yes.
a little early.
And next to you,
she learned quick. I did. Josie taught me.
Right. Would be the word.
Next to you, a couple ladies I haven't met. You are, once again, I'm sorry.
I'm Allison Lee.
Allison Lee, you are a nylon girl?
Yes, I am.
We'll explain what that is.
What is that?
Yes, Allison Lee is an nylon girl.
Pretend like you like it, babe. Come on.
Oh, yeah, get it in my face.
There you go.
Pretend there's a rubber chicken in your face and you want to get into... There you
just
go.
Just a big black cock.
She got some tongue in there. Just
you do like big black cock, Allison?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
All
okay.
over it.
Okay, good. And next
she's
to you...
She's a professional dom, too. She's sanctuary.
How are we not running into each other?
I don't know. We've run into each other a couple times.
Right.
On and off.
Yeah, I never said hi. You never said hi.
You're that guy over there. I'm that girl over there.
that hot guy over there. And next to you is, I haven't met you either.
I'm Elizabeth Reed.
Elizabeth.
Velvet Vixen.
Yes. Your Velvet
she's
Vixen.
Hot.
Yes.
She's
yes.
super hot.
Everybody's here super hot with two notable exceptions.
They're going to give you birthday spankings.
One of them is Michael Simmons.
I
created the Nylon Girls as a support group for the Los Angeles Fetish Film Festival,
right.
which, by the way, is this coming weekend, November 14th, 15th.
Right.
And I can get you two guys discount tickets. Anyway.
Well, when you say discount, how far a discount?
That's a little suspicious, but I like it.
I'll let you know if you hand me your wallet. But
there's not that much in there, I'll tell you.
The Nylon Girls will be there the 14th and 15th. We're going to be at the Stockroom Studio, who's become a pretty heavy-duty sponsor now, partner. It's a big thing in our fourth year.
Right.
And we're going to be over at Bar Sinister for our fourth year. And we've had a long-term relationship with them. And it looks like it's going to be a blowout weekend. Things are going really, really well.
I don't know what we're hearing in the microphone.
Cut that.
Is that me?
Yeah, that's your phone or someone's phone.
Yeah, that's
someone's streaming the show.
That's your personal guide to Pornhub, I think.
is that you? What's going on?
Are you streaming the show? Because we're getting backlash. Turn the phone off.
That must be my phone. I apologize.
I'm a freaking mess.
I just pay that MasterCard bill and we'll stop.
Well, do you just like listening to yourself?
I actually do, but let me.
Michael, do you want to repeat about the Bar Sinister part? Because it got a little loud at the end there.
Yeah,
next weekend.
Yes.
It's going to be Friday at Stockroom.
November 14th and 15th.
And what will happen on Friday night at Stockroom?
Well, Friday night is sort of our arts and video night. It's more of a personal artistic expression. We have a, like, rising superstar guest.
Is this Penny?
Katie Walters. Katie Walters has become, if you guys are following American Horror Story.
Mm-hmm. We have three friends on there.
The woman who did the contortion for the PR.
I know Katie, yeah. She's doing Little Shop of Horrors right now.
Yeah, Katie.
I want to bring her on the show. Katie's rad.
Katie is going to be with us the 14th
during
her contortion show.
Yeah, I know Katie.
And Katie has skyrocketed on the scene.
They used her on the billboards.
Into Times Square, there's a 80-foot-high picture of her there.
That's awesome.
And she's becoming
world
famous.
She's very talented.
Famous.
It's good. I'm glad. Katie's rad.
Yeah, yeah.
My friend Bren Wolf and a guest that we've had, Amazon Eve, is always the Amazon woman.
The 6'8" tall woman.
Right.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
The smallest man and the tallest woman.
Right.
Katie on the 14th is going to do a contortion show. The preeminent L.A. poet Dennis Cruz.
I remember
who's
Dennis.
Won a million awards, published... Genius guy. The Nylon Girls are acting out a personal fetish reading that he's done. And then we've got Cat Raven doing an ode to pain. We've got...
Josephine just perked up.
We've got No, she's going to do a...
glass?
What is it? A self-piercing kind of thing?
I remember 1 year she did glass.
Yes, not this year. She's doing the piercing thing. And it's really... Wow. It's trippy. It's amazing.
That's cool.
But,
and then Saturday's Bar Sin. That's the big night.
Yeah, Saturday's Bar Sin.
That's going to be a fun weekend. Of course, I have school, too.
On the 14th.
Well, let me get out of here. I'll be right back. You guys are talking amongst yourselves.
Mark, hold it down a little.
Yeah.
On the 14th, we're still going to show the top videos we've got. We've got, honestly, some of the most talented visual director artists in this world on the West Coast showing their videos. And it's really kind of a very exciting kind of moment. And then we have, I'll end on this note for the 14th, someone I think we all know, the infamous Michael Vegas has come in to host. And he crosses in the mainstream world, the adult world.
Nobody has any idea who he is.
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. If I take out my iPhone and show you a picture, it'll stop the show.
I'm going. Well, please don't, because I want the show to go on. Anyway. I was going to save all the promos for later on. But he's been in the Sex Files,
a
Dark XXX parody. I was going to do my sponsors real quick, because we're sponsored by Doomy's Home Cooking. Everybody knows Doobie's
Home Cooking. I love Doobie's Home Cooking. We should have had them bring food. I'm sorry, I would have been on that.
That's all right. I appreciate you actually showing up, because I know you've had family problems and you're not feeling well.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you putting this
together for me. I think the word family comes with the word problems.
Those two things don't come attached.
I don't want to get into it. But anyway, what I want to get into, let me say that again.
Doobie's Home Cooking.
Yeah.
Gerlachen.
We are headed right over once you give us those coupons.
You will not. You give me a coupon.
I had no idea that it can make seitan taste like real.
Well, before I get to the call, we've already got a call. It was delicious. Dumi's Home Cooking. No other vegan restaurant elicits that kind of reaction. It's delicious. Some of the best stuff. You had chicken fried steak.
Yeah.
I had a spicy chicken sandwich. It's great. 1253 Vine Street, Los Angeles. Let me repeat that. 1253 Vine Street, Los Angeles, California, 90038. If you're in the Los Angeles area or you're visiting, go to Dumi's Home Cooking. Delicious. My parents are coming into town later on in the month. I'm going to take them to Dumi's. It's going to blow their minds. We do have a caller, which is a very rare thing. Caller, who's calling?
It's Hollywood Breeze.
Oh, Hollywood, our friend Hollywood Breeze gave me so many great presents last year, and I never even met her. I still have the cock ring that you got me last year, Hollywood. How are you?
It still fits.
She's a great photographer.
Yes, she does.
I met her through Missy, and we did a photo shoot, which we'll be featuring for our TLC promo that's coming up with the band.
Right. and Hollywood, how are you?
I'm great. I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but happy birthday.
I appreciate that. Do you have any projects coming up?
Mark, it's your birthday?
Yes.
We've been over that.
Happy birthday.
This is the birthday show. It's my birthday show, everybody. I don't know if everybody...
Your whole week's been
I'm so out of it because I was so late and we're so behind. And people that have tuned in for my interviews at Kamikaze with Tommy Wiseau and Lloyd Kaufman and people from Land of the Lost and Pirates... we're going to have to do that next week.
I was so bummed I missed that. Right. That I had to go out of town. I was supposed to be there interviewing.
Right.
Uncle Lloyd, man. We go back 20 years. Three movies, 50 conventions. Right. You know.
So, Hollywood, what is going on with you? Because you called.
Oh, I just called to wish you happy birthday. But, I have a big project coming up. Another little fairy tale turned into a horror story. But, you know, maybe I'll come on by one of these days and we'll talk about it some more.
Absolutely. You're welcome anytime. We love you. Yeah, you had to see the size of this cock ring, Brie. It was like this big around.
And you grew into it.
I grew into it. Yes, I did.
Did you say cock ring?
Yes, for his birthday.
She got me a glass cock ring.
Wait, can I bring you like a whip as
you
well?
You bought me a whip.
And like edibles and all kinds of goodies.
Were those edibles?
He just thought he got really
I thought it was
sleepy.
Candy. I didn't know what was going on.
Mark, you described the cock ring like 3 or 4 inches in diameter.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think we have something for you.
So did you invite me over to your place? Is this special?
To share the cock ring? No, we didn't. No,
I've never done that. No.
It's not a cock ring, but you can use your cock on it.
Okay.
I mean, I'd love to watch you both try and share.
I can't wait.
You got to tell a guy where he can use it.
Joseph Fine, the conservative talk show host, wrapped his presents really nicely for me. I thought these were going to be like Rush Limbaugh books. What is... Oh,
my.
It's my own personal mic stand. Look at this.
That is the most incredible mic stand.
Which is beautiful.
You want to put that in front of the camera?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mark. Happy birthday to you.
It's my own special mic stand. I can't even talk in a microphone. This is amazing.
Mark's mic stand.
Very.
And it's very dark. Gorgeous.
I'm going to use this for my
it's
show
a dark
coming up.
Mic stand.
On November 14th, competing with your Fetish Film Festival. So
awesome.
So I will. Missy, you got a big hug.
You'll
coming.
Have to do two things. You'll just have to do two.
You should start marketing stick shifts for cars.
I want to do everything.
She wants to zombify the world.
How amazing is this? This is a great mic. So how do you use your cock on this? That's what I was wondering.
Look at the top.
I see some openings.
Last year
you
got a cock ring that was...
There's a skeleton mouth. Figure it out.
See, that's where I'm going
Mark,
with this
I think
as
it's
well.
Called skull there's fucking, some teeth. But I don't know if I can say that.
Right. No, you can say whatever you want on the radio. So, Hollywood, you still there?
I'm still here.
Did you see what I got? It's amazing. It's a skull-encrusted...
Missy will post a photo.
Missy's the greatest.
Amazing.
Yes.
I'm
glad you like it.
I love it. I love it.
Sorry, I lied to you and told you that she couldn't make one, but I want, you know.
I had a feeling that was what was going on.
Could you turn it so we can see the skull?
You made this?
Yes.
She made it. Kind of pointing towards the camera.
There's real bones in the bottom.
Right. Well, I want to show you guys, and then I'm going to turn it towards the camera again. So you got it.
Pretty epic.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty epic.
It looks a little bit like Hilton. What's her name?
Paris Hilton.
Yeah, it looks a little bit
It's like anorexic, like all the other girls.
When she does a big drop, you know. So
you never hear about Paris Hilton anymore.
I know. She successfully managed to get rid of her mugshot.
Oh. Except for
products. Yes.
Oh, right.
Paris is really an amazing entrepreneur in a way. The fact that she comes in and out of culture when she wants to.
You think that's what she's doing? I think culture's done with her. That's what I think's going on.
No, she's still has products.
I don't think so.
She's putting out
Because Kardashians. Because Kardashians are, pretty much took over, I think, right?
She's like discount bin now.
Yeah,
yeah. They're all discount out of the bin, country. Though.
Yeah, she's in the perfume counter with Britney Spears is in there, and who else?
Justin Bieber.
No, but Bieber's still hot. But
they
she's
have fragrances?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, it's her fragrance wow. right
what
next
does,
to the...
What does Bieber smell like? Justin Bieber?
We're trying to get the Bieber to become a nylon girl.
Yeah, her perfume is right next to the 90210 cologne, which is next to the... Yeah, it's pretty played out.
I think he bought me that for my birthday.
It's desperation.
I bought you a Bieber shirt for your birthday. I saw that at the 99 cent store once. Anyway, let me talk to Bree Walker, because last time Bree Walker was here, you guys know who Bree Walker is?
Yeah.
Michael
yeah.
does. You guys know? Yeah. Anchorwoman.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Actress.
It's nice to meet
activist.
All of you. I can't believe we're doing a show with this many people in the room.
Oh, yes. And it's been so coherent so far.
Well, I can't believe that this many people have so many clothes on. Go ahead.
So far. So far, Bree.
We're all layered up.
You won't find that on Larry King.
What's up with that? I thought they were going
to
be...
We're used to taking our clothes off, mostly.
Okay.
Nylon girls.
All right, we'll get to you, there are a couple things...
We have girls coming in pasties. I've been lit on fire. Orpheus lit me on fire.
I am shocked.
You were choked, you were lit on fire, you were electrocuted.
Oh, my goodness.
You juggled topless.
Why do you have all the
fun? That's like a regular day at work.
Number one, we were told there was lasagna here. Number two, girls in pasties. What's going on here?
That's a normal night on the Dark Mark show.
I'm all about the girls.
But there was the one thing, because we had you on, because we were late that show, and so we had to really rush things. But
there's something about being with me that makes you late. Are you maybe
I'm rushing?
Well, no, he went through sex.
No, you live
therapy,
in Venice,
so
and the traffic is horrible. That's the only thing.
Especially,
I can't wait to see
traffic.
You.
Traffic. Is that what the kids are calling
it? But I have a very cool installation going on at my house.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that. No, you got to see what you guys do. Tell them what you're doing in your house.
Well, there's a fabulous muralist in Venice named Mario E., who has done a mural for me in the past. And I am now with a project for conserving sharks, saving sharks.
Awesome.
Because we're trying to get rid of shark fin soup in every country.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
more than 100 million everywhere. Sharks die a year for shark fin soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This country, of course, banned it a long time ago, but we still have many places. Well, we're making impact. So there's a project that I'm involved with called Hawaii Shark Encounters, where we take people into... the shark environment in a cage.
Oh,
and we
I want
have
to do that.
Free open divers.
Guess who did that?
Oh,
yes.
That's one of the things I've been wanting to do.
I've seen that. It's incredible.
And
experience.
The big Galapagos sharks were the only ones that came around that day, but often tigers come around too. So I had a mural painted for my wall in Venice.
And
by
Mario was doing this?
Yeah. And in fact, he's installing lights on it right now. So it's a day glow, night glow.
Uh-huh.
Scene. It's an ocean scene.
And he spends a lot of time on a ladder.
I would make him wear gold lame tighties.
Oh, you know Mario.
If we ask him to, he will.
No, I heard he's a good kisser. So.
Oh, yeah. There's no question he's got to be a good kisser.
Yes.
But he's a lovely, happily married man.
Well, the higher the ladder, the greater the effort.
You
no,
got
that's
it.
Really,
the more...
The shorter the kilt,
that's
the better the mural.
So you
the
get,
more
so
the
you
angels
like a
sing.
Crack.
So, forget about the plumber's crack. So, how was it being there with a shark, you were in a cage. Well, first off, you in a cage, I'm already thinking things. But so you were in a cage underwater, and the shark's coming at you.
Yeah, the sharks do come right to the cage. And the thing that we're doing with Hawaii Shark Encounters is making sure that people who come on to the two boats that we have that are shark boats watch divers who free dive with sharks.
Right.
They go in without gear. You know, they can hold their breath a long time. So these are the professionals. And their rule of thumb is you can swim with the sharks as long as you don't turn your back on one and you still
just
must
like
carry
LA.
A stick. Just like LA.
That was exactly. You know that.
Exactly. Carry a big stick and don't turn your back on any of those mothers.
And then last time we were talking about you, and I didn't know that you went out on the field. You went to Somalia, you went to other countries.
Yes, Azerbaijan, Nagorno-Karabakh, and
right.
places like that, yeah.
Are you recording all this, Bree? While you guys are you guys filming?
We have a film that's hitting film festivals right now. It's called Extinction Soup, and it explains why sharks are so important to our ecosystem, because they clean up the ocean floor.
Are you in a cage?
I'm not in.
To do a part two.
I'm not. Yes.
You have to come to the festival. We'll get you in a cage.
Michael will help you with that.
Yeah. Jenny, can we get a cage?
I felt like a go-go.
Shark smile on your face. Right. Believe me, lube down in latex. Go ahead.
Yeah, you
human
know,
sharks.
That will definitely make me shark bait.
Bree might be coming to the festival. We'll have to. We'll have to talk her into it.
We talked earlier.
Oh, okay.
No. She's definitely in.
Oh, it's a fantastic event. Right. You guys should absolutely come.
Absolutely.
And see.
Well, I've got a show on the 14th, but on the 15th, we'll be there.
Well, I need a new hobby, and I think I need an assortment of fetishes to figure out what my hobby should
Bree,
be.
Bree, can I ask you a question?
I already have the sharks in my pockets.
So. Have you ever worn latex or fetish-type outfits?
Totally.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you seem like a very progressive, open-minded individual.
Yeah, once you take the anchor bob and the blazer off, maybe.
You don't know the Bree Walker.
I do not know. This is a pleasure.
She's
I think we'd like to.
Yeah, everybody would like to.
I am rubber made all the way.
Right.
Rubber made, baby.
No,
rock and roll, lock and load.
I never could figure out. Yes, lock and load. I love that one. I could never figure out how you actually shimmy out of.
Latex.
Rubber. Girls, can you help us out?
How do you do that?
Powder.
Baby powder.
You put it on.
But you still get sweaty. You got to have someone peel it off you.
You do have to peel it. The baby powder, there's really no way about peeling it backwards.
As a producer who shot a lot of latex, latex looks fantastic. It's a son of a gun to deal with.
There needs to be extra hands involved. That's really the most important part. For your own steam, there should be a lot of private sessions
in practicing going in and out of latex. And we have an opening Monday at three. Actually, he's right. Michael, you're right, because you can play that back.
Remember, Elizabeth had the show, and we really had to go, but you had something. Josie had a latex dress that broke.
I was supposed to host the Bondage Ball that night. I went to Whiskey Blue, and I bought a cheap dress from Hustler. And most of my latex is really good. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And
no,
it disintegrated. It was a hot day. I was literally, like, there was nothing there. I had to wear Mark's jacket, and Jessica went and got me a dress. I was like,
you are so hot, you melted it right off your hot body.
Has that ever happened to you ladies where a latex dress breaks?
I think it melted.
I've only really worn a latex dress for an extended period of time once, and it did not break.
Okay.
But I'm just not as well endowed as Josie is. I don't think that's going to happen. I can't burst out.
What are you saying
about
Josie, though? Josie's dress
I'm not that
busted.
Well endowed either, truly.
I had a dress break, but I did get a latex glove stuck in a fence, and I was hanging on it because I bought these fucking gloves for $50. And I was like, the shit is not going to break. And I got stuck in a chain link fence at work. And I was like hanging there like an idiot like this trying to get
give
it
me
off.
My
and it was
terrible.
What kind of job allows you to get stuck on a chain link fence? I really think I chose the wrong freaking career.
That's a real question. What kind of job allows you to get stuck on a chain link fence and doesn't come to
it's
help
never
you?
Too late for
in
a new
latex
career.
Gloves.
Can I take
latex
this on a serious
gloves,
note for a moment?
Not just
stuck on a chain
link fence. Latex gloves. No, the glove, yeah.
A serious note. Because of Josie's, I guess, wardrobe malfunction, she does have a new movie deal with Quentin Tarantino called Josie's Big Bust Out.
That should be a
long
Simmons
way for
stutter.
That. You fucked up Quentin Tarantino's name. Anyway, Joseph Fine is here. I don't want to ignore Joseph Fine. Well, actually, I do.
Howdy.
But Joseph Fine.
Howdy.
Joseph Fine.
Yeah,
it's ironic that Joseph Fine is here. With Bree Walker, because he is the only goth conservative columnist, and that seemed to freak everybody out and like confuse everybody. But explain.
Basically, I was into politics before I became a goth. Still a goth. Thank you.
But you're Joseph. Okay,
you're
now,
more of a social.
He's
you're
conservative.
Social.
He's a chill goth.
Yeah. No. But you would say socially liberal.
Libertarian. I don't give a shit what you do behind at your home. Not the government's job.
All right. And well, what if some of these girls start kissing in the studio? Do you mind that?
Oh, I'd love it.
How about me and Michael kissing? Are you into that?
Hey,
you wouldn't mind.
Equal opportunity
Mark,
pervert here, okay?
You still got to pay for a ticket.
LA for a conservative, right?
No, you said
this is LA. This is not like South Carolina.
She's on Buzz with Rush Limbaugh. Yeah, tell your story.
Because this is the lady that started conservative radio in a roundabout way, Bree. Tell that story.
Because Rush Limbaugh, who was working in Kansas City... Yeah. At a station that his daddy owned. That's how he got into the business.
Yeah.
I was the FM DJ on the radio station that he was the AM DJ on. And I walked past my first day of work, fresh from Minnesota, and I went to Kansas City and was on the air, and I walked top 40 Kansas City. Well, it was actually a really cool radio town in the end.
Nice.
But Mr. Limbaugh made this comment about this motorcycle riding hippie, pot smoking hippie coming to work at the station in Kansas City.
And that was you?
Yeah, it was me.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
And that's the same girl that traveled across and went in the trenches and reported war. In what, Bosnia? Were you in Bosnia?
No, but enough places. Somalia.
She reported from Somalia.
Nagorno-Karabakh and Yerevan.
She's one badass bitch.
Wasn't Mick Jagger involved and he was flirting with you?
Mick Jagger was involved. Mom, I managed to wrangle an interview with Mick Jagger, who came in with a full entourage, and this was a radio station stuck out in a cornfield in Kansas City. So they're literally coming through the cornfield in their limos, and as Mick Jagger walks in with the entourage directly behind him, Rush Limbaugh's looking at Mick Jagger walking past the window.
Right.
And his mouth drops, and he literally bangs in the window. Mick, because he thought maybe Mick was coming in to see him, but Mick walked right past him, didn't even acknowledge him, and sat right down at the little FM.
Because you were the cool
studio
chick.
The studio was 118.
Who wants to talk to Rush?
and he was so smooth. Mick was so smooth. I was so nervous because we were still using vinyl.
Right.
At the time, and I literally wasn't sure I could cue up the album before he started. I was so nervous, and he was very cool. He kind of reached over and calmed my hand as I was back cueing the record.
Something like this.
Yeah,
that's soft and gentle touch.
Are you going to publish the affair?
You know, there's a fetish about that.
She has so many stories. She's interviewed everybody.
Oh, yeah.
When she was in New York, she went and interviewed everybody in the early CBGB days. Sid Vicious,
cool.
when the Sex Pistols came through.
But anyway, so the point of it, Mick Jagger blows by Rush Limbaugh, is interviewed by you. Rush Limbaugh gets pissed and starts conservative radio.
Yes.
The bane of your existence.
He totally did.
It's great. Yeah, Joseph's smiling because the election was a landslide for the Republicans. But the rest of us.
Because we don't want no more pot-smoking hippies riding motorcycles to our radio stations right. across except America.
Except we got Colorado.
Yes.
Why is it us against them?
And I will tell you, I will tell you the one thing about the election, and then we're going to get to fun stuff and hot girls.
Good.
One thing about the election, Ron Paul said it best and said, you didn't run on anything, you ran against something, and you better do something or you're out.
Welcome to 2006.
I don't even know what that means. Anyway, let's see.
No. Okay, on November 15th.
Let's talk about nylon girls.
Yeah,
let's talk about.
Okay, so I've got the camera on the three hot girls. Let's talk to Missy because we haven't talked to Missy.
Missy was on. She created the Haunted Hayride and was last night with Motley Crue pitching. Oh shit!
We're not supposed to.
Yes, I am a makeup artist at the Haunted Hayride. I started working there last year. This is my first official year.
So you didn't create the Haunted Hayride, as Josie said.
Melissa Carbone and Melissa Meyer created the Haunted Hayride, but my thing right now, I think you were supposed to have my really, really good friend on here, but we were busy that night with Heretic Haunted Attraction.
Right.
That's my biggest thing
Watch
right
the
now.
Table.
Yeah, don't bang on the table.
Okay, I won't bang anything.
Now,
you've been posting some saucy pictures on Facebook, Missy. You've been getting some interesting marriage proposals.
Bang away, baby.
Who is that guy?
I have no idea. I don't know who he is, but he seems like he might be one of my friends. I don't know, but he seems to really like you.
Oh, God.
And you're like, oh, I'm into girls. Ew. He's like, oh, I'm into girls, too. I'm like,
I love women. Boobs are red.
Oh, thank God. I love women, too.
Yeah.
Let's just get that out there.
Well, boobs are red. Look at Joseph and Michael here.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, yeah. So everybody's touching their boobs.
Mine aren't nearly as impressive as yours.
How did you end up on a Joseph right Cass
Josie,
shoot.
Don't do that. It's radio.
For the Fetish Film Festival when you were 17.
I'm right
well,
here, man.
I was 17. I had just, I think I was about to graduate, and I was in makeup designery, makeup school. And
are you Canadian?
Me? Yeah. No.
You just said A, confused me.
I was in makeup designery. Yeah, I was in makeup school, and they were looking for somebody to do a fetish video, do makeup for it.
Right.
And nobody wanted to do it because they thought it was porn. And I was like, porn? Fuck yeah. So I did it.
Yes. By the way, I didn't mean to distract, but if you can get on the mic, Josie, because I was listening to last year's birthday show, and you had a video that was going to be in last year's film festival. Is it going to be in this year's film festival, or are you just canceled the project?
I'm putting it off. I'm hoping because it's apocalyptic, and we did a lot of shooting at Wasteland, really good footage,
right.
That we'll do something before the Mad Max video comes out and kind of attach to that.
Were we supposed to maybe talk about it.
I've spoke with a bunch of different people, but getting someone to... I need one more... shoot, and then I need someone to do the
editing.
Maybe
he is the king.
Editing is always the bitch.
Everyone says that I need to be singing. I've had six different producers tell me that. Michael even said that. Everyone said the same thing. Yeah. So
whether we're out at the top one.
So you look at the cat out of the bag. So what's the deal with Motley Crue? What's going on, Missy?
I can't
and
say
face
anything.
Off. She's going to be on Face Off.
Are you going to be on Face Off?
Well, I'm in the process. I'm currently doing all the bullshit. But yeah, that's my goal. That's what I want to do.
We had Sig Neutron here. It was in the finals.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah. So that's good. And a woman won that this year. Why not next year?
Let's see. I mean, if I get on, who knows? Who knows?
Right. Missy's gonna do great things. I saw when she was 17. I'm like, she's gonna be a fucking star in this industry.
She's already done great things.
And in the special effects industry, I mean, she's just brilliant.
Not to mention when you carry around on stage with a dog chain.
Okay.
How did that come about? Please enlighten us.
Tell him about the performance we did for Kim Fowley, one of his last events that he put on.
So Josie calls me, and I had been working 30 hours straight, and she's like, can you get on a chain and be a dog? And I was like, okay, let's do it. So we did something.
I get that call 3 times a week.
Josie usually orders me to do it, and I have to pay her a lot of money.
Yeah. So we show up at this crazy location, and I didn't know who the hell anybody was. And I was like, rad, let's do it. So I'm on a chain being a dog to Iggy Pop, and I get off stage and I'm getting ready to leave, and a girl that was teaching makeup at the school I was at was there. And she was
like, I made her eat dog food. I had her on the chain and I took
there was dog food in my face.
I made some sort of like pasta dish or something, like with quinoa, and it looked like dog food.
You like women and you like big boobs, and you didn't mind her dragging you around, right?
Hell no. Who is gonna say no to Josie dragging them on a chain?
Well, we did a burlesque performance, so I was in pasties.
Right.
I stripped down the pasties that
night. I had another show that night.
I know.
Yeah, Bree came to see me. She liked it. But I will get your names one of these days. The Domination.
Nylon Girls, 1 and 2.
Nylon Girls.
Your name again, please, before you.
That's Allison Lee.
Allison Lee.
Thank you, Josie.
Allison Lee. Allison Lee, so you are a dominatrix.
I am, right? Yes. I work at Sanctuary.
Now, do you actually get trained for that?
Well, I had been in the lifestyle for a long time, but yes, they offer training and mentoring programs and all sorts of things. We're tested before we go in.
So there's a trust factor then about being a dominatrix that maybe many people don't recognize or realize?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The whole thing is about trust. You have to trust a person to trust them to beat the hell out of you and not actually physically damage you.
Do they have like a written test, or they have like a scantron or something? Or?
Beat me.
And Allison, tell everyone, you have an interesting history because she has been in a poly relationship and lived with two men. So you want to talk about that? Come on, girl.
I guess you can talk about that.
I've been in a polyamorous relationship now for probably about 6 years since the start.
Well, you should share.
That's the point. I do share. I share with everyone. It's wonderful. It's been very successful for us. We've been very happy. I have two boyfriends. They're best friends. And not a lot of people can claim that. And
no. There's no jealousy. There's no...
You can't say there's no jealousy. But the point is to be able to work through your jealousy, to work through your problems and not just freak out.
Right. And I mean, it's all on you. They're both worshiping you. Right?
There's a crowd of us worshiping her.
I'm worshiping her right now. But yeah, I mean, it just... So.
It does help that I'm in the center of them. But they both have their own partners, too.
Oh, okay.
Women do they ever be together? Are they bisexual?
They are actually both bisexual and not interested in each other, sadly. But they've known each other for years and years, so I guess I just didn't get that lucky.
But they shared you together, right? I mean, there's been like that kind of, like, right?
Ladies don't talk about that. Come on.
One thing, is there something going on there? I mean, what's...
Mark, you got to go to Clips for sale.
My deepest fantasies, dear.
But I'm asking, have you had sex with both of them at the same time?
I have not. They're not into each other that way. They're best friends, and they're not into it. And no matter how hard I've tried, actually, that's not something they want to do. So I have to respect that and let two other guys fuck me at the same time instead.
Oh, really? Okay, so
how do you feel about a guy and a woman with a strap-on?
Oh, I'm very, very greedy. I'll take it all.
Wait a second. Now you, and I forgot your name again.
Elizabeth, or Velvet.
Now you've got my attention. Now you say a guy and a girl with a strap on.
Oh, absolutely.
So like the human centipede sort of thing.
It's still double penetration.
Right, right.
Oh, absolutely. That's plenty of fun.
The energy's a little different though.
Right.
That sounds like contortionist to me.
Will you be the one with the strap on?
Absolutely.
I think that's what she may have been intimating there.
I have my own.
So tell us about the nylon girls, because I've always heard the name. I don't even know what it is. You wear nylon, I'm assuming.
Well, yes, we definitely wear nylons. It goes back to sort of a classic fetish style, one of the original fetishes. You know, you kind of go back to the bowler hat and the suspenders with the high-waisted natural nylons, the bra and the panties. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you really want to get into fetish, that was one of the first fetishes that really appealed to people. And
Josie, you were around then.
I would say would be the first fetish.
Play nice.
As soon as doctors started spanking people, I think. I would say spanking would be a good.
It's definitely up there. I just meant like visual outfit kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a very burlesque thing.
Very burlesque.
That's actually,
you're talking 40s, 50s.
It's like a girl's clothes just blew off.
Right.
Oh my goodness! I'm the working girl. Look what I have underneath.
Actually, the roots of the nylon girls comes from two aspects. Because I guess I created it. Yeah, three aspects.
He just likes the nylon.
What are two great aspects?
Josie knows the truth. Josie for nylons.
Josie coming over and squeezing the perv out of me. But no,
it was messy.
It's
it doesn't take that much of a squeeze.
I was on. I did some New Year's shows with a group years ago called the Tubes in San Francisco.
Right.
And the girls wore all they wore were little pieces of tape, sheer pantyhose, and playing cards over their pubes. I took that memory and then combine that with the Droogs out of Clockwork Orange.
Right.
With a bowler hat and the suspenders.
Right.
And put the hose on it. And we dressed them up like that for an experiment. We did a shoot.
Right.
And it just took off like a rocket.
Was that the shoot at...
That was the shoot where we all discovered everyone had slept with Ben Gray. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
Not yet, but I'm trying. But I haven't either.
Oh, he's open, man.
When you say hose, you
doesn't
mean,
take checks. Pantyhose.
Right, pantyhose. Tights. Not garden hose.
No. Not a garden hose. Okay. Yeah. Not a hoe.
Like those,
not a
see-through things that women pull up their legs.
I think Bree is an outstanding candidate to be a nylon girl for an afternoon or an evening.
I'm in.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I want to be in because I want to put nylons back on.
Yes. Now that we've all been liberated.
We'll right.
Well, you know, I'd actually like to say a little something about that liberation. I mean, a big part of the nylon girls is very much liberation. You know, it's that elegant sexiness that you can kind of help break people's bubble on. That's what we're all about. That's what the Los Angeles Fetish Film Festival is about. That's what the Nylon Girls is about. It's like, how can we take your life and make it a little more interesting? Right. What's your fetish? What does your sexuality appeal to? Mm-hmm. What can we do and bring to the table that you haven't thought of before that's just going to open a whole new world for you?
Tell me.
That's exactly what we're all about.
Go ahead.
I'm going to show you.
Oh, you're going to show me? Okay.
I think we should show him right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
I think Mark.
But I don't even know his role. We have to at least talk first.
I can't take the microphone with me. We got 13 minutes to go.
Does anybody have a flogger?
Somebody
we
must
don't
have
need a flogger.
I'm just asking. I can use my hands. That's okay,
use
too.
Use your hand.
Flogger.
Use a belt. Use a tie.
I do have a belt.
Use a necklace. I like using natural things that are around.
I mean, hell, we've got all of these wires sitting around. It'd be great.
It's
very, very true. Okay,
trust me. I'm going to hold them over there.
I understand, but...
Do you want to hold them or should I?
Hold me.
Oh, are you not going to run? Get more.
That's very weird.
Mark, it's your birthday.
That's right. There are birthday spankings coming up. This is going to happen.
Should we wait till the end?
Well, it's 12 minutes to go. It's the end.
It's a big challenge. Drop them.
You could get one cheek and I'll get the other.
If everybody wants to get their
plugs... Are you going to pull your pants down?
I know you've been waiting for that.
That's elastic.
I know you've been waiting for that.
It's video recorded.
My eyes.
Yeah. You'll have to, Mark, you got a belt
or you got stretch pants on?
I've just got regular, I got like soup pants on. Well, let's get everybody's plugs in first. Bree Walker, thanks for coming. And you guys spank me too.
I'm happy to, and I'm happy to take you into a shark cage anytime you want.
That's at 10:15 p.m. Joseph, where do people see your blog if they're into...
He's trying to save the Sunset Strip. Actually,
my blog is Valley of the Shadow, but I'm also working on a project with my central committee and also, which is basically our little district, to save the Sunset Strip from being torn down to put all hotels on there. Oh. If you know Lexa Vaughn, I'm working with her. So, cool.
Okay.
So that's the project I'm working on for the next year and next couple of years to save it from just, you know, like, they got the House of Blues. Yeah,
right.
But there's a lot more, and if we can make it into a historical area, boom, we can stop it. Because West Hollywood wants the hotel taxes. We want to keep the music. We got to fight the man.
Fight the man to keep the music.
The man is your friends now. But Missy, how do we get a hold of you? You're going to be all over the place. You're going to be Motley Crue videos. You're going to be on Face Off.
Right now, you can look at my Instagram, Facebook. Just look up Missy Munster. Biggest thing I'm doing this month is Heretic Haunted Attraction. It's like a full-on, intense, extreme. Yes, November 29th, Midnight Killers.
And what happens at Heretic?
Heretic is so fucked up. I love it. It's basically... It's an erotic haunted house. It's gore and
oh,
it's,
there we
you
go.
Know, they yeah. have they have doms and all that kind of stuff. But it's your psycho horror killer grotesque dreams mixed with some sex. So right. you can't go wrong. It's hey, fucking awesome.
Let me ask you, how did the Munsters, I know so many women that like the Munsters or call themselves Munster. How did Munster hit with the new generation? Because you never see the reruns. But everybody's Munster and they love Munsters.
I love it, and it just kind of became my name out of like freaky bullshit growing up. But right. I mean, I was always Missy Munster because I was a freak. I was the only goth kid. So.
Well, that is, we're all freaks here.
Yeah.
And, and the Nylon Girls, I forgot your names again. And you're going to spank it out of me.
Allison That's okay. and Velvet.
Well,
Allison
we're going to pay
Velvet,
you back.
Allison
moment.
And Velvet, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, you can hit us up on the Facebook, Twitter. Anything like that, just look up the Nylon Girls and you'll find us.
Okay.
You can also just you know, Los Angeles Fetish Film Festival, the Nylon right. Girls are very much attached to that.
Right.
So come down and join us next weekend on the 14th and 15th. On the 14th, we're going to be at Stock Room. On the 15th, we'll be at Bar Sinister. It's going to be a fantastic show. Come and join Michael Simmons and the Nylon Girls.
My hero, Michael Simmons, always
interesting
around
night.
Beautiful women and crazy, perverted stuff.
Well, why do we think you keep him around?
I was wondering why you kept it around.
There's got to be something to that, right?
Okay. I was going to talk with Michael some more, but he's definitely mesmerized by you, Brie.
I'm totally into this.
It's only seven right. inches long, but
who's measuring? It's right. the motion.
The Nylon Girls,
right,
so
right.
they're kind of a symbolic, iconic. No, the festival. It's we're in our fourth year, and. We have worked really hard. I mean, this is blood, sweat, and tears.
You said hard.
Most, yeah, I'm speaking of that. But most festivals don't last the first year, and we're in our fourth year.
Right.
And we're doing it.
I've been there every year, and I love it.
I know. We've
it's
asked you to leave every year. But
where is it?
Stockroom Studios. On Friday the 14th.
It's West Sunset in Silver Lake, 2800. This is a big thing because they were a minor sponsor.
Bar Sinister.
And suddenly they jumped in and said, hey, we really want you to do it here. And then Bar Sin has like basically will not let us leave. So we're building alliances. We're moving along. And in January, we're going to have a huge announcement for year five that I can't tell you about. But it's big and it's very cool. And if I live that
Josie's
long,
still the beast. Going all night.
Josie's
I don't
in the
know what he's
it.
Talking about, but
Josie's in the middle of it. But it has a
I
lot
think
of
it's
to do with
the festival. I'm bringing a gaggle of girls, and we're gonna have a little spank train going on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna get Bree.
I've always
gotta be involved
right
at some point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm down.
And Josie's on board, and we're thrilled to have Joe. I gotta put my kudos out. Josie has been 1,000,000% supporter of this event, and we totally love and worship you. And
as you should.
Well, I kind of like that T-shirt makes me want to worship a lot. Yeah,
I know.
Thanks for not wearing a bra today.
We appreciate
it. We can't use either.
Let me get you in the underwear, right?
In fact, no. I got Ruby in the trunk.
Don't try to hide them. You put them out there, girl.
Right.
We're just enjoying ourselves.
So there's
7 minutes to go,
fantastic.
So I'm going to try to just get out of here.
I didn't get my name. What the fuck? I didn't get my name. What the fuck? All right. I'll be at the Fetish Film Festival next week. Google me, Josie Cat. And upcoming is TLC's Sex Sent Me to the ER, and my band career will be on there.
Oh.
And I will keep everybody posted as to the
date. Josie's pussy apparently sent somebody to the ER.
Mark, I hate to interrupt, but
I
want to
see that story.
Hot off the TMZ breaking news headlines. What is the story between Mr. Carrera and Mrs. Carrera?
Oh, that's old news.
Josie. Is that old news, Mark?
That's old news.
Am I the first person to out us?
I want to know.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I need to see footage again. I've got.
Yeah, everybody's asking
again?
For that. I think everyone thinks we're swingers.
Ruby.
Trust me, I can live without it. I'll be honest with you.
Well, we all want to see Ruby naked.
That's why I don't. Yeah,
but the problem is we've all seen Ruby naked.
I haven't, and that's good enough for me. So
no, we love Josie. Josie's been
just
1,000,000,000% awesome.
And no offense, Ruby. I just don't want to. I'm not into. Yeah, I'm sorry. Because if I was into him, I'd probably get him, and then Josie would be lonely now.
Well, Ruby would be offended, but he'll get over it, believe me.
I doubt that.
I haven't really heard you express any affection towards any man unless they were tranny, so...
Well, you know.
At least he knows what he likes.
Wait. What tranny did I express?
He can't help himself. His nanny was a tranny.
Chick with Dick porn star that was on here.
Yeah, Michael, no, she was very nice. Venus Lux.
Venus Deluxe.
Oh, no.
She's very nice.
She thought you were sweet, too.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Expected flowers, but never got them.
No.
She was gorgeous.
She was gorgeous. She had dick, though, so that's not my thing. Not my thing. So, anyway,
you
I'm going to slip out of here.
Thanks,
Trey.
Come on, Mark in the middle.
That's a whole 5 minutes. Do you know how much can happen in 5 minutes?
You girls spank Mark, and then we do the spank train.
Absolutely.
Josie, I'm going to switch places with you.
Thank you for having us. It's been fantastic.
Is this on video?
Dark Mark.
How old are you?
All you. Y'all have opened my eyes.
All right,
eyes.
You get one side, I get the other.
Oh,
you're
retirement. Come. If you want to come, we'll trade numbers. You're in, baby.
Thank you.
Sexy. Yeah. You're going to be on TV.
No, you will actually have a great time.
I bet I will.
Yeah. Now, so you take your jeans off.
Do you want to narrate it?
I have no underwear on.
Do you want to narrate it?
We need to turn around.
Yeah, sure.
The camera's right there.
Yeah, the camera's right there.
It's Dark Mark's birthday. And
I want
a question.
You want
the he's going to get spanked right now. Our whole thing is to make sure
so
that
unorganized.
Just hit his ass.
Mark's buns don't vibrate so much that it brings it over.
It's a big ass.
Mark is getting spanked right now by three or four women. Bree, Missy Monster, and Allison Lee, and Velvet Vixen. Josephine is masturbating to this. But shake those buns. Now grab those buns. Grab those buns. Oh, wait a minute. Don't put your thumb in there. Hold on. No, my keys are in there. Don't.
Michael, you
want to
be the head of the train, or you
want to
be the middle?
Dark Mark wants to be an astronaut. We're going to go to Neptune and Uranus.
And it was a
train. I'm spanking.
You're wrong. We all get in a row.
I'll grab his balls.
We all get in a row.
What we're doing now is the spank train where everybody spanks each other. We haven't done this in weeks.
We're facing this, or no?
Everybody face me. There's some bipartisan spanking going on here.
Face me. All right, face the cheek in front of you.
This is scandal.
No, no, no.
The cheek in front of you. Yes. Come on. Okay, now everyone turn the other direction. Face the cheek in front of you. Switch voices!
Happy birthday! Good night!
Everybody,
so much
have a wonderful preview week! Wait, there's 2 minutes to go!
2 minutes to go? Let me make an announcement.
Yeah!